Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I have a very beautiful story today that happened to me this morning. I was with a group of my friends, and one of them said, what we really need now is the Geula, the redemption. And I said, yeah. Now, what should I have said? Obviously, I shouldn't have said in an unexcited way, as if I'm tired of hearing this, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid. I shouldn't have said, yeah. I should have said, yeah, absolutely, amen, or something similar, with Aganta Shnurim, with a whole storm of enthusiasm. What's the big difference between a person who says, we really need the Geula, and somebody else says, yeah, or somebody that says, we really need the Geula, and somebody says, yes, absolutely, or amen. It's a world of difference. As a matter of fact, interestingly, in one of the most famous talks which the Rebbe gave on the 28th of Nisan, Tavshin Nun Aleph, 5751, the Rebbe said that if we would be crying out for Mashiach to come with real sincerity, he would have come already. But the problem is that when we cry out for Mashiach to come, often it's just because someone told us to, and we're just doing it kind of robotically. We ask for Mashiach many, many times in our prayers, but often it can happen that even though we're saying the right words, but the kavanah is not really there. Now that's an amazing thing for the Rebbe to say, that if we would have cried out sincerely for Mashiach, he would have already come. And in fact, when the Rebbe said that, it was written down, and the Rebbe edited that talk. And in the edited version, the Rebbe actually wrote 2 exclamation points after that statement. And he also puts keywords of that statement into the bold print. Yeah. That's right. Really, Mashiach would have come if we had davened sincerely. Now, does that mean it's too late? No chance it's going to ever happen again? Absolutely not. At any moment, Mashiach can come. And it could be just dependent on one person having real, strong, sincere kavana in his request for Mashiach. Maybe when they say in Shmoneh Esrei, Yasemach David Avdecha Meheretz Hatzmiach, that we say in our prayers every day, may the coming of Mashiach happen quickly, basically what that means, or V'secha Zenei Neina B'shuv Chotziyam Barachamim, may our eyes see the return of Hashem, of you Hashem, to the base of Mikdash with mercy. Such words, they are key Geula words, they are words that can really bring the Mashiach, that can really bring Geula. But we have to say them with the appropriate Kavana and with true desire that Mashiach should really come. So anyways, that was a story from this morning. An innocent little comment that what we really need is Mashiach, but of course, maybe he meant it with his full heart. And maybe if I had said Amen with a full heart, maybe Mashiach would have come right on the spot. So this is a lesson which the Rebbe is teaching us, that we have to really be focused on Mashiach coming and learning more Titus, because we want that so much, doing more mitzvahs, and this can certainly and will certainly speed up the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.